I think that being able to go back over the sales that you've made and the sales that you failed to make are going to help you a lot. Like with wrestling, we do recordings of our matches. We pick apart what we did wrong in those matches, when we lose and when we win. But mostly, it's the fails that help us the most.
Welcome to the Waste No Day podcast, a podcast specifically for and about the home services industry as it relates to plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical. More than a podcast, Waste No Day is a credo, a determination, a mindset. It is a never-ending discipline. It is a refuse to lose pursuit. It is a wake-up call every morning to waste no day. Now here's your hosts, Brian Burton and Nate Minnick.
Welcome to another episode of the Waste No Day podcast. Your hosts, Nate and... Wait a minute. Nate isn't with us today. Your hosts, Ethan, Burton, and Brian with you today for another great episode. Ethan is not only my 15-year-old son at the time of this recording, which he'll actually be 16 pretty soon. Ethan, for most of 2023, has been the magic fingers behind the Waste No Day podcast, doing all of the editing for us. What's up, E? Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, glad to finally be on this side of the mic. I learned a lot while I was editing the show. Glad to finally be on it.
You learned a lot about editing shows, or like a lot about what?
In general, from all the smart people you brought on. But I also...
From the hosts, obviously.
Oh, definitely. Not you, but like
Nate, one of the hosts. Son of a... Not even on the show and he's picking on me. You know what I mean? Just nonstop with Nate.
Yeah, but I also learned a lot about the editing side of things. Glad that I got the chance to experience it.
Yeah, so you've been having fun with it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Look,
a little stressful. We've had our share of falling outs on a Monday morning at 3:45 when I would scramble into your room before I leave for the gym and say, I got 25 text messages that the episode hasn't dropped on the East Coast yet, right? Yeah. Always a great time. Always a great time. So reason I wanted to bring you on, as you know, there's a decent chance that you will not be editing the show sometime here in the near future in 2024. And not only did I want to thank you and let the audience hear from you for your service here on the show for the last 7 or so months, but also to get a little bit of your feedback as somebody who's intricately listened to most of the episodes of 2023, or maybe all of them, I don't know. You edited them, so it means you're really kind of digging into the episodes. And I wanted to do a special New Year's top 10 most downloaded episodes of 2023. And I thought it would be cool to get your feedback on maybe your favorite or top 3 favorite episodes of 2023.
I would love to talk about the top episodes for 2023. But first, since Nate isn't here, I'll say it. Let's go to Brian for our quote.
A wealthy woman saw Pablo Picasso painting on a sidewalk in front of a cafe in Paris. She walked up to Pablo and asked him if she could pay him to paint her. Absolutely, said Pablo. She said, I'll pay you anything. She worked up the courage and finally walked up to Pablo and said, I will pay you anything, monsieur, to paint my portrait. Pablo said, absolutely. And in 5 minutes, an original Picasso was born. He grabbed a menu and painted her a perfect portrait in 5 minutes. And what do I owe you, monsieur? The woman asked. 5,000 francs, Picasso said. But it only took you 5 minutes, sir. No, said Pablo Picasso. It took me my whole life.
Ah, I like that quote. Yeah, right. I think that's a good one. What he's talking about is or at least what I think he's talking about, is how he did. He took his entire life practicing, getting better at it. So it only
that's right, buddy.
Only took him 5 minutes.
So how does that relate to what we do on this show, you think?
I think with you guys, it relates because you guys spend all your time, like 30 years, to build up the experience needed. So when the customer is saying, like, how is this $500? You spent like 25 minutes on it. You actually, like, you spent your whole life working towards being able to do that.
That's right. And it just didn't just start at trade school or when you got your apprenticeship. Even like mastering your hand-to-eye coordination to be able to use a tool has taken your whole life, and the ability to communicate that and the ability to have a conversation with that client. That all goes into it. So perfect, perfect. Nailed it, Ethan. That means even the electricians who listen to this show should be able to figure that one out. And we appreciate you breaking that quote down for us, buddy. You know, I was I talk about on the show every now and how I give you like homework assignments and like things that I want you to do when we're out and about or in school, communication strategies I want you to try. Well, I don't think Mom and I talked about it, but on Christmas Eve when Mom and I went out to a few stores, went to like I don't know, Target and like Whole Foods and what's that store where we get the pies from?
Albertsons?
No. Oh, I actually did go there. Yeah. Sprouts. Sprouts. A little grocery store here in the Phoenix area. But I gave her an assignment. I was like, you know, we were shooting a podcast with Andy Elliott and his team, and Mom came with me. Amelia came with me. And she was like just really nervous, and she was telling me like how nervous she was after the fact, way more so than she looked. She didn't look that nervous. She just like she did fine. But she could tell in the pictures that we took with them and with like him and his wife and their team, she looked pretty nervous. And we just were talking through it driving, and I was like, well, you know, if you want to start coming through that, and this is good advice to everybody who talks to people for a living, and really anybody in general. This is no different than anything that you have to practice to get good at, right? What game were you playing before we started role playing, buddy? Or role playing before we started recording? The finals? I don't know what that is. So the first time you played the finals, you were playing live with your buddies. So the first time you played it, you're trash, right? How bad were you the first time you played that game?
I don't think I got any points the first time I played the game.
Did you throw the keyboard or remote down or whatever and say, I'm done with this crap? I'm clearly not cut out for this?
No, I did not.
Why?
Because I knew I could get better at it.
How'd you know that?
Because I don't want to say it's common sense.
Well, it's common knowledge for you, at least, because you have
experience.
Yeah, you've done it before, right?
Yeah.
You've started at games you work really crappy at. StarCraft. Hey. StarCraft 64, which I still pound him in all the time. And then you figure there's no way I can get good at this. It's too complicated. It's too technical. And then little by little by little, you become a pro, right?
Yeah.
And most people seem to think that that's not how selling and communication works. They'll say things like, I'm just an introvert, which just means you're shy. Well, there are introverts and extroverts kind of natural. I don't even know that there's natural, but let's say there are natural versions of each. It doesn't mean you have to be a poor communicator, because good communication is just a learnable skill. There are extroverts who are horrible at communicating. They're just loud and obnoxious and everyone can't stand them and you can't wait to get away from them. That's an extrovert. Doesn't mean it's a good communicator. And there are introverts, natural introverts, who are phenomenal communicators. So it's one of these skills like a video game or any other kind of game where if you try it, you'll suck. You keep trying it, you'll get better. You try it long enough, you're going to get a PhD in it. So Amelia and I were talking about that. And I said, well, let's do some homework. So before we get done shopping today, your assignment is to compliment three people with a really sincere compliment that would like move them or hit them with some real genuine gratitude. And I said, look, you can pick the 95-year-old couple that, you know, they're at the age and point in their lives where they see the little problems that get us all worked up is completely trivial. And every day to them is a gift and a blessing. And they understand now, looking back, that all that crap was meaningless. And it's just life and existing and loving on their people is like what matters. You can pick that person at the line in Target and just use a cheat code if you want, because you could say anything to them and they're just going to love on you. Hey, you can do it. And it's still communicating. But what should you do? Who should you pick?
Go for the person who seems to be the hardest to talk to.
That's right. The hardest nut to crack is the one you want to spend your time cracking. So you know, to her credit, man, she didn't pick someone who was like her or like us or like people that we're used to being around or she's used to being around. And that's many different types of people. We've lived in a lot of places and, you know, she grew up in the hood in Detroit. So it's a lot of different people that she's comfortable around, but she went for somebody who probably looked like she was having a rough day, was just covered in tattoos, like face, everything, not your mom's people, right? Not somebody your mom spent a lot of time with. And she just like tapped her on the back of the arm at the checkout and said, I love that. I think it was like an eagle. I love that eagle tattoo or whatever on your neck. And she just turned around with this big, genuine smile, which you had not seen on her, and said, thank you so much. And then, like, they both were cheesing. And your mom was cheesing. And she was super uncomfortable getting ready to do it, right? But she saw the effect in what we as, I don't care, human beings, that doesn't really matter what your role is, have to understand is that when you walk into a room and you find the most sour person who looks like, to you, looks like they're mean, right? But if you really think about it, they're just plain going through something. No question about it, right? There's no question about it. The most inhospitable looking person in the gas station when you get there is the person who's going through the most. And if you single out that person on purpose and say, I am going to turn that frown upside down. I'm gonna loan her my smile or loan him my smile, you know? And you say, hey, how you doing this morning? And, you know, you'll get the, I'm fine, you, or all right, you know, whatever. Hey, it's a job. And you hit him with something a little bit deeper and say, it must be really hectic right now working, you know, between the holidays like this. I'm guessing it's pretty chaotic. Is there anything I can do to help your day? Like, what do you think the reaction of that person is going to be?
You know, I think they're going to want to, like, a question like that would definitely make me think more about it and want to talk about how it's going at where I'm working.
Yeah, it would make you stop in your tracks at least, right?
Yeah.
And you forget about what you're focusing on. And you think about what that person just said to you. And it softens you up a little bit, hopefully. But you, as the person who initiated that conversation or hit someone with some real sincere gratitude, like that person at the gas station, they don't tell you thank you for coming in this morning. They just slam your change down, or I don't know if people, you get change anymore, slam your receipt down and don't even make eye contact or anything. And you just say, hey, man, every time I come in here, you're chipper, you greet me. I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you. Thank you for what you do. This can't be an easy gig. And roll out and watch the face change. You know, the face will contort, that frown will twist and turn until it creases upward like the Grinch. And you may have just changed the course of someone's day, and you have no idea how many other people's day you just changed, because that one touch is going to touch so many other people. You have no idea. But what you will realize quickly is the power that you have, how powerful you are. When you can go into a room and forget about the friendliest, happiest person in there, that's cheap. Don't go for that low-hanging fruit. You can flip the toughest person in there by way of a gesture or a piece of gratitude or a compliment. You feel very powerful in that moment. And it's great power to have, and it's great power to wield. And everywhere you go, you can do that. You can just touch people. And the people who do that are the happiest people on earth. They're the people who just walk around doing this all the time. So I would say start doing that. Start doing that more in every case to our audience out there, and watch how much better you get at closing, because you're taking a genuine interest in people. And when you do that in the home, your sales will skyrocket. You don't need anything else. Your sales will go way up because people will start thinking, he is in this for me, not for himself, right? Even if it's on the phone or whatever, doesn't matter. You start taking a genuine interest in people, and they start thinking that you're on their team, and they want one more person on their team. They want one person in their life that they don't have to watch out for taking advantage of them. And that's who we're supposed to be anyway. Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I had a good conversation about, this and some other things with, my man from the Mr. Sparky Phoenix today, Kyle Bussing. Had a good conversation about, he's telling me that he's an empath, you know, he kind of feels the situation or the feelings of everyone he comes in contact with. And I said, well, how do you use that? And he said, well, when they're really happy and outgoing people, customers, I'm happy and outgoing. And I said, obviously, I said, okay, well, what about the flip side, you know? And he said, well, if they're kind of down and quiet, well, then that's what I do. And I said, well, with great power, quote Spider-Man's aunt, comes great responsibility. And we were actually talking about and a good, probably a good one for Christmas, and maybe this should have been our quote last week, but the parable of the talents that Jesus told, where he was talking about, I don't remember the story that well. I really should have read this one before I did this. Where he was talking about, it was like a king. I don't know if maybe he was going on a trip or something, and he gave his gold to three of his servants, and he said, you know, take care of this for me until I get back. And he got back, and he called the first servant, and he said, what'd you do with the talents that I gave you, the gold? And he said, oh, yeah, here you go. Here's every piece of it. I buried it in a hole and kept it safe until you returned. And he said, wicked, lazy servant, flee from me. You did not do my will. And the next one came through. He's like, what'd you do? And he had like an iced out camel, you know, they didn't have cars back in the day, but this thing was tricked out. He had more gold chains on his neck than Michael Phelps. If I'm going to start rapping here, tricked out. He just had bling and stunner shades and he had a grill and everything, right? His camel had a grill. He could barely spit through it. So the king obviously said, you know, flee from me, wicked servant, you did not do my will. And then the third servant came and he brought him double what he was given. And he said, I invested it carefully and doubled the talents that you gave me. Here's everything you gave me plus some. And he said, and I think he like, you know, maybe knighted him or made him a prince or something, you know, adopts him, boom. Gives him all the gold and said, all of these talents are now yours. You did my will. And I was talking to Alex about that because he has, you know, he has a talent. When you're an empath, when you feel the feelings of everyone around you, it's kind of, it's not always a blast because you can be taken down pretty easily. Mood wise, you have to be very careful and you've got to spend your time practicing not letting that happen. But it's great responsibility when you're given a gift like that to know what everyone's kind of going through and feeling. I feel like if you're ever called into question for what you did with that talent, you're going to be asked if you used it well. and letting the emotions of everyone else control your emotions is not a good use of that talent. So we talked about how he should be, because he said the clients that are really outgoing and bubbly, it's contagious, and that's what he becomes. And I said, well, don't you think if that's what you did to the other clients, that's what they would do? He said, well, never thought about it like that, but yeah, probably. So he determined that that's what he's going to go do from now on. And being it's only a week out from Christmas, it's a good way to wrap up the intro to this one. And with no further ado, we bring you Ethan Burton. Ethan Burton is a high schooler in the 10th grade at Pinnacle Peak High School in Phoenix, Arizona. He is the editor-in-chief of the Waste No Day podcast, also a skilled garbage taker-outer and poop cleaner-upper of Mr. Rango Burton, the 110-pound Rhodesian Ridgeback who shares a house with us. Welcome to the show, Ethan.
Hey, glad to be here.
all right, buddy. You know. Let's go. So what were your – you want to do the top – let's do the top 10 first. So we'll talk about the top 10 most downloaded shows of 2023, most downloaded episodes of the Waste No Day podcast of 2023. Should we go backwards? Number 10, George Saldana of Mr. Sparky Electric Houston, the owner of Sparky Electric in Houston. Also a good friend of mine and a good friend of the show. Number 9, Ismael Valdez, part 1. Let me tell you something. Part 2 is going to be massive because it's part 2, Ismael Valdez's second episode that just released a few weeks ago as this airs. It broke the record for first day downloads all time. So this thing's going to be massive. Number 8, Richie Drew and Marty Landry of 1 Hour Heating and Cooling Myrtle Beach. Also friends of mine and good friends of the show. Number 7, Sandy Hine of the Black Swan Group. Sandy is a trainer for Chris Voss, who is the CEO of the Black Swan Group and also the author of Never Split the Difference, FBI Hostage Negotiator. Number 6, Joe Cunningham. Joe Cunningham is a legendary trainer in the trades, presentation trainer. He's been doing it since, I have no idea, 80s, 90s, I don't know. It's been a long, long time. I mean, he's probably influenced in some way, every trainer out there today, I would guess. I don't know that for sure, but I would have to guess that. Number 5, Mr. Mike Vavrick, a.k.a. Mav. Mike Vavrick is the vice president of external operations for 1 Hour Ben Franklin, Mr. Sparky in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where I left to come out here to Phoenix in June of 2023. Mike did an episode about club memberships, why we need them and how to sell them, and did a very famous role play on that episode where he did one of the best role plays that's ever been done on the show. And it was all about selling club memberships over the phone. And it was legendary. I still get texted about that episode on Facebook Messenger all the time from people hearing it for the first time. So that episode came out, it dropped in September, and it is the 5th most downloaded episode of the year. So that's pretty friggin' good. 4th most downloaded episode of 2023, Jamie and Logan. Jamie Mellinger, Logan Altlin, and we did some objections together, and it was a slaughterhouse for objections for sure. It was legit. That episode is also the 2nd most downloaded episode ever on the show. So it's the 4th most downloaded episode this year, but it actually came out last year and it is the 2nd most downloaded episode in the history of the show. Number three, most downloaded episode of 2023. This episode released a month ago, and it is the third most downloaded episode of the year. The Seven Deadly Objections, starring yours truly, Brian Burton, and the missing in action, Nate Minnick, screwing off somewhere. I don't know what that guy does. What's he doing, E?
No idea.
Yeah, shoot him a text. I don't know what he's doing. I texted him, hey, bro, we're going hot. Ethan and I are going to do this episode, top 10, in 10 minutes. And then like 25 minutes later, he texts me, how did it go? I was like, well, it's us, so we haven't started yet. So you should know better. Number two, most downloaded episode of 2023, Mr. Shane Belzer of FH Fur. Shane is the vice president of sales, I want to say, for a company. I think they're budgeted this year to do $130 million. Got like 150 technicians. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's more than, I don't remember. Yeah, they're budgeted to do like 130 this year. Forget about how many technicians they have. I don't remember. Number one, drum roll. We don't have a drum roll. There you go. Thanks, buddy. Most downloaded episode for 2023, the illustrious Coral Whale. Coral is a maintenance technician for HVAC in Colorado who was tracking $2.5 million last time I talked to her for this year in mostly maintenance calls, selling mostly indoor air quality products on maintenance calls. If she can do it, well, if she can do it, you can do at least a million. You're not Coral Whale, but I mean, she's an animal. But you could at least do a million a year in IAQ products. All right, people, let's get it on. It's doable. And she's not doing it in like in a celebrity neighborhood. She's going to low to medium income households, the occasional, you know, big money house. But it's just like everybody else. She's just running regular $300,000 homes most of the time, a little more, a little less. So that's it, buddy. That's our top 10 most downloaded episodes of 2023. If you missed one of those are the ones you want to pick back up, because your peers, the other listeners of the show, have, and this wasn't by vote, this was by how many downloads they had. So if you missed one, pick it up, check it out. If you heard them all, go back and listen again, because the info given in here is ridiculous. The info in these episodes is, it's just crazy that it's free. And I'm not saying that because we put it out. I'm saying when we design this show and every episode we go into, and even on this show where we just wanted to talk about the top 10, we still did some communication and sales training in the beginning. Because every episode of this show is designed to make salespeople in the skilled trades or home services better. It's designed to help people in home services make more money in less time. That's what the show exists for. So the knowledge dropped in here is stuff that I always wished I could get when I was in a service truck. That's all we do with this show. So with no further ado, Ethan, what were your top three episodes? Give me number three, buddy.
All right, starting at number three, we got Rilla.
Sebastian.
Yep.
Yeah, Sebastian from Rilla Voice. Rilla Voice was the recording software used to record text given their presentations in the home. So what about that episode made it number three of all the episodes this year?
Specifically, the thing I liked the most about that episode was the product itself.
Okay.
And what they were doing with it. I think that being able to go back over the sales that you've made and the sales that you failed to make are going to help you a lot. Like with wrestling, we do recordings of our matches. We pick apart what we did wrong in those matches, when we lose and when we win. But mostly it's the fails that help us the most. So just having that recording and being able to see what we did wrong, or in the case of Rilla, being able to hear what you did wrong, is going to be very beneficial.
Yeah, but for real though, when you flipped that dude and pinned him, that was the best video this year so far. Right? It's not even close. And I posted it on Facebook too, but I was like, he turns you over, he gets you into the pin. So I was like, no. And whoop, you just roll him right over back in and pinned him. I was like, yes. I was jumping up and down. Sorry. Let's get back on track here, buddy. Come on. Nate's not here to keep us focused, so you got to keep us focused.
All right.
Yeah, great point. You nailed it. Exactly what Rilla is for. The thing I liked the most about that software was the analytics that it has are just ridiculous. It compares you to the top people on your team. So it compares things like how long you spoke versus how long the customer spoke. It compares how many questions you asked in total on the presentation versus how many the top producer at your company asked. And it shows you. So it bases it on like, this is how much more you could close if you asked more questions or let the client speak more. It's just ridiculous, that software. Also, yeah. Sebastian was a blast to have on. That dude's hilarious. He's pretty out there. He's very, very outgoing. I ran into him at Tommy Mello's Home Service Freedom event in Orlando. Finally got to meet him in person, and I'm like, yeah, he's exactly who he was on the podcast in person, except like 6'2" and larger than life, you know? All right. Hit us with number two, buddy.
Number two. I'm going to go with Mike Vavrick's episode for number two.
Oh, number two. I thought that was your favorite.
Yeah, I decided the other one, number one's.
All right. Well, why did Mike... Why'd Mr. Mav make the top three?
So, in all, his episode had a lot of like helpful information that I thought would be useful. And one thing that stuck out was thinking of buyers as clients instead of just customers. I think that was just like something that should be done, make them seem a little more... like make it seem more repetitive that they're coming back and not just like taking and leaving or like going somewhere else. And like, he was just talking about how like the club membership makes the client come back instead of just like price shopping, going to whatever.
Knowing they have the discount or voucher waiting for them.
Like instead of just going around looking for the cheapest place, they'll be like, they'll think of you guys because they have the membership, they have the discount that comes with it, like all that stuff.
Love it. Yeah, absolutely right. That episode was, it does seem like it may have been the most impactful or maybe top three most impactful. I mean, that's the one that I got hit up so much about how it changed the game for people. You had people who were literally removing comfort or removing club memberships from their company. And they heard that episode and they put them back, probably with a new zest for them. And you need them, man. It's crazy to think that you're going to, if you're in my market and we're the same size and we have the same goals, which my goals for the team I'm with now are pretty stout. And I'm going at this thing with that type of passion for club memberships. And you're going at it saying club memberships are dead. I'm not going to mess with them. Good luck. I am going to swallow you whole. It's not even going to be close. Club memberships are a necessity. You just got to do them right. All right, buddy. Hit us with number one.
Number one, Sandy Hines episode.
Sandy Hines, the Black Swan Group.
Yep. I think the Black Swan Group is really cool. But the reason I put her above Mike Vavrick's episode specifically.
Because she posted you on LinkedIn.
I actually didn't know she did that, but sure, yeah.
Did, I told you.
But I think one thing is making sure that text ask before they leave. Ask for the sale. Ask if they're going to buy before they leave and they get forgotten after they have a whole conversation with the client and they're trying to sell. Asking before you leave is...
It sounds so profound, doesn't it? Well, it sounds like it's such common sense, man, but we get in this place as a tech and you haven't run service calls yet, although I wouldn't think it's too far-fetched to think that you're going to end up in the skilled trades, especially if you have your dad's brain for schooling, which you clearly don't because you get good grades. But if you're a tech and you're on the other side of the kitchen table, you just kind of present your findings and you push the options forward and you just kind of pray or whatever you do, you know, hope and wish and dream of all the commission. And you expect that if that client really wants it, they're just going to say, all right, give me the middle one. When in reality, oftentimes the client's sitting there thinking, I don't know. Yeah, maybe the middle one. What do we do next? I don't know what I'm supposed to do next. Is he going to offer it to me? Is this going to take 6 months? Is this something they order and I get it in 2028? Like, I don't know how this works. And I train this all the time. I've talked about it on here a million times. Nobody gets trained by me without hearing this part. And then you say, and if you want to give it a shot, or sorry, scratch that. And then you say, hey, I happen to have one of these on my truck right now. If you want, I can throw it in. You look at your watch or whatever, and you say, I bet I have your power back on. I bet I have your water back on. I bet I have your furnace back up and running, whatever, by 3 o'clock. And you raise your eyebrows, you nod yes, and you go, does that sound good? And give a little cracked smile. And watch how many people go that you didn't even think were in. Go, huh, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. But without asking, and there's many, many different ways to ask a closing question. That was the one that I kind of crafted in my truck because I was afraid to ask people for money early on and got told by a guy named Mike Bissell in Las Vegas, who was a professional. I mean, he was crushing me every month, that my biggest problem was I didn't ask for the order. And I'm like, oh, yeah, ask everybody. And he's like, all right, do it. Ask me. And I did a little presentation on a carbon filtration system. And I said, there you go. And he's just like, yeah, you're going to ask me to buy it? Like, didn't I? Oh, no, I didn't. You're right. So I had to craft a question as soft as my delicate sensibilities back then and as feeble and shy as I was, but that I would still be able to ask with confidence. And I could do that with confidence. And no matter how new or young or inexperienced or shy the tech is, everyone that I train after we role play it 17,000 times in front of the whole group is very easily able to walk up to a client and go, hey, I happen to have one of these at the shop. I can call the office right now and make sure they can drop it off. If so, I'll have your system back up and running by the time you go get the kids from school. Does that sound good? Nod, raise the eyebrows, smile, and just shake your head until they say yes. And it's not 100%. Sometimes you'll see them like wiggle their head sideways because they can't help nodding with you when you nod like that and you're close to them. And you'll see them shake their head like you have to shake this yes off and go, I think we're going to take it. But it doesn't matter. If you're doing that, asking for the business, even if it's as soft a way as that, on every call you go to, on everything you present, your ticket average is going to skyrocket. Your closing conversion rate, closing percentage, whatever you call it, is going to explode. Because last survey I read, study I read on this, again, this is going back to 2012 or 2013. But, you know, Ethan, what do you think? In the last 10, 11 years, have people gotten better at face-to-face communication or worse?
I think they've gotten worse.
Why do you think that?
More texting, more calling.
That's right. Less practice, right?
Yep.
Less practice has made us worse at face-to-face communication. But back in 2012 or 2013, when this survey came out, it said that across 1,000 different selling industries, 100 different selling industries, they followed or recorded or studied or whatever 1,000 different salespeople across 100 industries all over this country. And they found that 85% of them never asked a client to buy. And many of them did a beautiful presentation, but they ended it by pushing the options forward and shutting up and praying that the client would ask them for it. But they found that the 15% that actually asked people to buy on every sales call vastly outsold the rest of them. So the big difference maker there is you're going to start adding that into your presentation. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're a CSR, you sell the occasional club membership over the phone. If you talk about it, you ask them to buy it. Period. End of story. If you mention anything ever, you ask that client to buy it. You do not leave until you've asked. And get the no. You need to thicken your skin up and get used to the fact that you're going to get told no a lot, and not one of them is going to kill you. Cool.
Yeah. Another thing about that episode that actually stuck out to me was the mirroring technique she was talking about.
Oh, that's huge. Huge for the Black Swan group.
Yep. You repeat the last 1 to 3 words the person said with, you can use like an inflection up or down to get them talking more, to get them like more, a little more information out of them. I just thought that that was something that should be mentioned.
Absolutely. Cool. What else? Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Hey, appreciate you, jumping out there like that, man. Ethan was pretty nervous about this. I didn't give him a lot of time. Like, I didn't tell him about this weeks ago. I just kind of threw it together in the last couple of days and said, get ready to talk about your favorite or 3 favorite or whatever episodes over this past year, and let's do a little quick episode together. So I took it to the group, to the Waste No Day Facebook group. If you're not part of it, hop in there. We do some cool stuff from time to time. We've really started to interact with the group and do more in it, have more fun in it. It's about home services. We keep it about that. We don't allow people to market their services in there. It's just not what we do. unless it's me, but I don't really have a service to market. So I just talk about the podcast. But I took the top 10 most downloaded episodes of 2023 into the group, and I said, let's have a vote. The 7 Deadly Objections episode got number 1 with 28% of the votes. Jamie and Logan episode got number 2 with 20% of the votes. And Coral Whale got number 3 with 11% of the total votes out of the top 10 episodes. So congrats to everybody who was part of making that happen. To you, the audience, we thank you for whatever crazy reason giving us an hour of your week every week. It's just insane. Makes no sense to us. Ethan, we appreciate you, buddy. Everything you've done for the show over this past year, you've been awesome. Really putting up with my crap and my attitude, my entitlement, especially the first several episodes that I didn't pay you for because I'm like, nah, bro, you're interning. And to our audience, happy new year. I hope you have some goals set. I'm not doing the goal setting episode because so many podcasts are doing it. Go listen to your other podcasts if you want to hear that. But you definitely need to be working on what you're going to be working on in 2024. For me, I hope it was the 4 F's, being faith, finances, family, and fitness, in that order, as was talked about on this show one time, because if you don't have your faith, nothing works. If you don't have finances, good luck having a family. And your family comes first, and your fitness has to be in there in the top things that you do. And even if you're getting out after dinner every day and taking a 10-minute walk, if you don't do anything now, just start with that. Get your fitness in order. Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for all the ratings, reviews. We decided not to read one on this episode, but we appreciate all the reviews, and we'll get right back to it next week. Huge episodes coming up, especially next week, which is our 3-year anniversary episode. We'll see you then. For now, Ethan Burton and I would like to leave you with our weekly challenge, the same as every week. That you, come on, you say it with me. You wake up
every morning and choose
to waste no day.